Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend on the show, but she works for an organization that's not new to us. She is it's Linda Conlon. She's here, and she's the president of the World Trade Center of Greater Philadelphia. And as you know, those of you who've been listening to my show for a while, you know that we've covered the World Trade Centers, the World Trade Organization for a long time, going back 20 years. And it's been my pleasure to tell you about them, and we're glad we're making her one of our new friends. Linda Conlon, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Jim, for having me. I appreciate the invitation, and let me just congratulate you on the outstanding work that you're doing in support of small business.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Linda. They're certainly worthy of our time and attention. Also, by the way, folks, Linda has a significant and impressive resume in her service to the country. She's been part of the Ex-Im Bank organization, which we all know here on the show. We've interviewed their leadership for a long time. She goes back to U.S. travel and tourism, working for the government in those some of those jobs. So she's got a long history in serving us, and now with the World Trade Center of Philadelphia. Linda, I want to talk about globalization and trade and supply chains and things like that. And opportunities for small businesses going forward post-pandemic. But before that, I want you to remind us about the World Trade Centers. They're all over the world, aren't they?
Yes, they are. There are over 300 World Trade Centers in some 100 countries, all providing that wonderful connection to the business world. When you think of it, the companies that are part of these World Trade Centers have an opportunity to connect with one another and do business with one another. So it's a very powerful global network.
Right. Well, there's no question about it. And, of course, our very first introduction to World Trade Centers was about 20 years ago. I'm trying to remember the young man's name, but he was the leader of the Kansas City World Trade Center. And I think a lot of people were surprised that Kansas City had that, because most people thought of it as the, you know, the World Trade Center in New York that was the object of the 9/11 attacks. And so Linda, the tell us what the primary purpose of World Trade Centers are and why small business owners should care.
Well, the primary purpose of the mission of World Trade Centers is to expand global trade and investment. And in Greater Philadelphia, and we work with companies in southeastern Pennsylvania and southern New Jersey, our mission really is to bring growth and prosperity to businesses, communities, and neighborhoods in Greater Philadelphia and worldwide through global trade and investment. Mm-hmm. And the majority of the companies that we work with are small and medium-sized companies. As you well know, and I don't have to tell you, Jim, these are the job creators.
Absolutely.
So we want to work with these companies to provide them with the guidance, the advice, the market information, so that they can access customers around the world.
Well, and way over 90% of all American exporters are small businesses, aren't they?
That's right, reaching some 97%. They account for about 30% in terms of volume, but in terms of sheer numbers, the vast majority of U.S. exporters are small businesses.
One of my favorite stories was from our friend Doug. I'm trying to say his last name, Doug Barry, when he was with the U.S. Commercial Services, told us a story probably 15 years ago about a Tennessee salsa manufacturer. They manufactured salsa in Tennessee, and their biggest customer was a supermarket in Mexico. Think about that. A Tennessee company selling salsa to Mexico. Isn't that a great story?
That is a great story. And these are the kinds of stories that we need to share with your listeners.
Yeah.
Because very often small businesses don't consider exporting.
Mm-hmm.
They don't consider exporting because they think, oh, it's very complex.
Right.
It's a little bit risky.
And, how long does it take me to get my money back?
We can't
have a lot of cash floating around out there. How long does it take to get our money back? And that's one thing that's really improved their ability to export. And we're going to talk about that. But mainly in the next segment, I want to talk about the supply chain and the future of globalization. I'm Jim Blassingame, right back with Linda Conlon. She's with the World Trade Center in Philadelphia.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.